The New Mexico State Legislature passed a budget bill that will mean some level of economic recovery directed at local businesses that have suffered so much during the pandemic. What can you tell us about that?
It's a big budget, $7.39 billion. That's about 4.6% higher than last year's budget. A lot of that is going to schools and healthcare and state employees, but there is a portion of it that is dedicated specifically for economic recovery. That'll include $325 million that can be used to replenish the unemployment trust fund, about $17.5 million for the LEDA, the Local Economic Development Act, and $7 million for job training incentive programs. They're also including about $402 million for several economic development bills that are working their way through the process. Some of those bills include House Bill 11, which funds LEDA projects, Senate Bill 2, which waives liquor license fees, and Senate Bill 3, which makes those low-interest loans we've talked about available to small businesses.
And it's been a roller coaster ride, including this quick turnaround that we saw here in Doñana County, moving from yellow, where we could see some indoor dining, and right back to red again, where that had to close. What are you hearing in the business community?
Yeah, that was a fun 2 weeks, wasn't it? Restaurant owners and employees are definitely frustrated with having to discontinue indoor dining. Of course, the word came down Wednesday. They had to cease after Friday. They were only able to provide indoor dining for 2 weeks. And as you can imagine, moving to the red level again has caused a great deal of concern and consternation among restaurant owners. We talked to Pecan Grill and Brewery, who continue to operate through Friday, but they were going to have to go back to patio dining and pick up. And they had several kind of small events, a small wedding and a couple of small pharmaceutical events planned for indoors. Those are going to have to be canceled. But perhaps the thing that troubles them most was, you know, what it means for the employees that they were able to bring back for a couple of weeks, and now, you know, they're having to scale back again.
It's such a challenge. But amidst all of the challenges that have come with this pandemic, we continually see people who are finding their creative juices and letting them flow and finding a way to turn that into a business, including the brothers from Vado that you have a story on.
Oh, yeah. What a fantastic story. Our reporter, Leah Romero, found this. The two brothers, Declan and Cormac O'Halloran, they've used their spare time during the pandemic to start their own successful handmade earring business. They're homeschooled, but their sports activities and the things they used to do to fill up their time have been discontinued. So they started going out into the desert near their home and collecting feathers to make earrings. Their business is called Desert Brothers Jewelry. Now, they were involved in the Kids Can of Doñana County program, and they gained a little bit of business acumen through that program, and so they took what they learned and they approached Landmark Mercantile, who agreed to sell their earrings there to the customers who come into the store. And we also talked to Jason McClure with Landmark, and he said that about 10 or 12 pairs have sold so far, and the customers really enjoy learning about the boys' story.
How old are they?
They are 7 and 9.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wasn't going to be surprised if you said 17 and 19.
No, they're 7 and 9. They've been doing this about 10 months, and
oh, wow.
And they're loving it. They were planning on participating in the junior vendors program at the Farmers and Crafts Market, but that's been discontinued until October because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Well, best of luck to them. What a wonderful venture, and thank you for sharing that story and all of the area's top business stories with us, Damien.
Absolutely, it's always a pleasure, Casey.